Representatives from Arts Nova Scotia and Canada Council for the Arts hosted an arts funding information session on Wednesday afternoon in Halifax. The session included a high-level overview of their grant programs and a brief explanation of what the application process for both individual artists and organizations. They ended with a lengthy question and answer period. In attendance, there were representatives from arts organizations and groups across the province, like Neptune Theatre, Motion Dance, and the MSVU Art Gallery. The two organizations spoke of the recent budget cuts to the arts in the spring. They explained that although the cuts did cause them to reallocate certain funds, it did not cause any exceedingly large change for the artists. Elizabeth Sweeney, a program officer at Canada Council for the Arts, emphasizes the benefit of these events to both artists and the organizations themselves hosting. As Sweeney says, I think a lot of people are familiar with just project grants, and I think the thing we wanted to highlight today is project grants are great, but there's also a lot of other opportunities to seek funding, especially in moments of transition and moments of change. She says that her organization has been traveling around Nova Scotia giving these presentations all along the southwest coast. Another session was hosted in Dartmouth the following day on Thursday. Another quote from Sweeney, she says, "It's been so fantastic. We love working with artists. We love meeting people and hearing their stories. But above all, some of the questions we hear are ones that maybe we don't expect or we didn't know. Or we hear stories about things that we're not aware of. We get to hear stories and examples, and that really helps us to have a clearer picture." Those interested in learning more or attending one of these events in the future can check out the Arts Nova Scotia website or the Canada Council of the Arts website, both linked in the written portion of this piece. Thank you for listening to CKDU. I am Jenna McConnell. This story was made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative.